With me in Paris was the group of partisans that I called my irregular cavalry. The first thing they wanted to do was to storm the Ritz Hotel and liberate the wine cellar. I told them that friends come first, and one of mine was in trouble. Sylvia Beach had stayed in Paris to guard her bookstore from the Germans. When they weren't out burning books, they liked to steal hers. Sylvia couldn't believe it when I arrived. We hugged and talked and hugged for a long time. And then we got down to work. First, we moved onto the roof and cleared the area of German snipers. Then we came back in and set up shop. Pretty soon, every one of her valuable first editions, including Ulysses, was out of hiding and back on the shelves. Now, Sylvia never reopened that store. But right now, for one brief, glorious moment, Shakespeare and Company was back in business. Now we could hit the Ritz. Some sniper fire slowed us down, but we finally arrived at the boarded-up front of the hotel. When we pounded, the manager, Ostelio, came and let us in. He explained that the Germans, including Joseph Goebbels, had been using the Ritz to store the art they had stolen. We cocked our weapons, swept through the cellars, took two prisoners, and finished up in the bar, which I immediately declared liberated. Then I placed my usual order. 72 martinis, please, and don't spare the gin. Later, when I was settled, there was a knock at my door. It was Mary Welsh. She stepped in, slipped off her clothes, and slid in beside me. My pocket Rubens was back. And she was just as unfettered as ever. For the next few days, I showed Mary the city that I loved more than any city in the world. I showed her the Cezannes, the Monets, and the Van Goghs, and we grew to love it together. We were so civilized that I even took Mary to lunch at Picasso's. But I had a special reason for that. Earlier, I had tried to visit Pablo because I wanted to give him a present. It was a box of hand grenades. Believe me, it seemed normal at the time. But he wasn't home. His housekeeper, who was very old and very stern, didn't know when he'd be back. So I decided to leave the box with her. It was obvious that she liked presents because she almost smiled. But when she opened the lid, the smile disappeared completely. She looked at me as if I were a complete idiot. She said, "Je préfère un gros jambon. I would rather have a big fat ham." Then she spit out a giant yellow phlegm ball, muttered something about not being able to eat a goddamn grenade, and slammed the door. So that's why Mary was there. For protection.